Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W1.
Okay, right, this LMBC boat has actually come round Grassy Corner. So that race went off probably about 2 or 3 minutes ago. Nothing's happened quite yet. The Churchill crew in behind them, they look a fair distance. So it's probably going to turn into something, if anything, on dit than I would have thought. The plough's going to see them in 2 ticks. That's real time. Maybe about 10 seconds. There's a whistle I've heard, so that must mean they're within a length. So Churchill have chased LBC down a little bit. I'm going to make a move then into Ditton. We've still got Laura on the long reach, so she'll be able to take over this one. But as I just stare down again once more, we've got that LMBC boat. It looks like they're trying to hold off what is developing into a strong challenge from Churchill. Churchill, of course, were very close on Ditton last time. Have they got even more this time? Whistles galore going here now. LMBC trying to hold this one off, but it's Churchill who is still there. Still with the whistles. It's been constant since Grassy Corner. That might mean that LMBC have managed to start holding them off again. But here we go. LMBC coming around Ditton. They're in now. They've got this tighter line. It's not the tightest of lines, but it is a tighter one. Churchill trying to dip inside them. There's a lot of screaming going on here. These girls definitely look tired. Not fun having to row this twice, especially when you're not even a sandwich boat. The bank passes here, trying their utmost to G them up. The Churchill girls now going past me. They've definitely got it within a length on Ditton. There's a man with a camera going past me now. I'm going to pop in front of him. And then it's going round again. It just does look very tired. It's starting to look a bit ragged as well. But Shem is going to take over.
A phone there from Rahul was on foot to me on the bike. I can confirm that Churchill are closing. There's about a length and a smidge between them and Lady Margaret, although if you listen to the bank parties on the side, they'd have you believe that there's just a matter of inches in it. But not true. They're just G-ing the crew on. They're really urging Churchill to put in a push as we continue down the long race. They're just onto the race, probably about a kilometre from the finish. So now the crew's really starting to dig deep. That speed differential that has seen Churchill close to within about a length all but vanished, as now they're going stroke for stroke along the reach, a nice straight section. The Cox is able to take the hand off the rudder. Both crews starting to open up. Now just a wee push coming from Churchill. It's probably about 3/4 of a length. They've taken a couple of feet back out of it, and it's closing quickly. This is the time that Lady Margaret needs to dig deep. This is what they've trained for. If they don't put on a bit of a burst soon, then Church will very much have the advantage coming in. It's still 3/4 of a length and holding, but Churchill trying to put in a power 10 again as they come along. There's now probably half a length in it. Churchill coming on strong into the finish. Very strong. Lady Margaret seem to be dying. They've used up all their exertion. If it continues at this rate, they'll be caught before the Dolly Bridge. There's now only 1/4 of a length. That foul ball of Churchill perilously close to the cock of Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret doing their best, but now the Churchill crew are out of the main chop. They've decided to peel away to the right and are going to try and get a clean overlap on them. They've almost got overlap, I would say. Overlap probably about now. The Churchill crew continuing to really lay down the power in the water. This is a great finish. Can Lady Margaret hold on? They've got the inside running cut to the final corner as they sweep away to the left after the railway bridge. We're now about 80 metres shy of the railway bridge. This is an epic tussle, an absolute ding-dong battle between two great crews, and it's all coming down to the wire. They're just hanging in overlap. If you can picture this, you have Lady Margaret to the left of the stream. To the right, you have Churchill. So there's about a metre and a half separation between the main shells of the boats. It's just a question of whether Churchill can get that bow ball across and make physical contact, because I can tell you for certain, Lady Margaret are not giving up anytime soon. Well, we've just seen the bow ball from Churchill swing across from the right side to the left side of Lady Margaret. I have absolutely no idea how they did not touch them there. It's defying the laws of physics, I tell you. Incredible things as they're trying to push back in. a final push. They have still got overlap. They've been at overlap for about 400 metres so far. This is a true battle as they look to try and get on the outside. Churchill coming up to that final bend, which sweeps away to the right. I feel they may have got the tactics wrong here because Lady Margaret may just be able to sweep away, but the blades are getting perilously close. There's got to be contact. There's got to be, and the bump comes. Churchill bumping Lady Margaret just a stone's throw away from the finish. That is unreal. Absolutely unbelievable. With Churchill managing to track down Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret, we're going all the way to the end. There was going to be no concession there. That is a great performance from Churchill, and what a fine way to cap off the day as we're just getting the official confirmation of what we could quite plainly see down here for those Riverside. People wandering back after the M1 division were stopping and observing the greatness we just saw on the water. You could bottle up what we've just seen from Churchill. You could sell it for $99 a pop, I tell you. Inspirational stuff there, chasing down a crew who were absolutely flying. But grit, determination, training pays off for Churchill. Back to you in studio.